As part of a series of conversations that voices from the front line are holding around employment, I spoke to some people at a multiple and complex needs service in Manchester. These are some of the things that we talked about.
I guess the first question I wanted to ask you is, do you see work as being important? And if so, what are the reasons?
I've not had much experience in it because when I left school, I had no qualifications really. Then I went to a different college and I was became properly homeless then, so I left that college. And I've not been able to sort me out, and because I've not been able to sort me out, not been able to like focus on being able to work. I know it's always banded about work, this, work, that, you need to work, but I've not had a stable enough home to be able to go and work. Work to me is not as important now. I think it's depending on what time you catch me and ask me the question, because sometimes I could be feeling great and feeling like my life's going good, and then work could be better for me then, and I'd think I'd be thinking about work a lot, but it's not really as important to me as getting me sorted. Because I'm struggling with a lot of things at the moment. So I'm not looking for work. I'm just looking to get myself sorted first. But I know it is important, though, because everyone has to work at some point. Or go prison. They seem like your two options, go prison or work.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're going to have a stable life. You can't... A lot of things today you can't do without having a job. Like, I don't have a bank account, I have a post office account. That affects things dramatically. When people ask for your details so they can put money into your account or something, like, say you do have a job, and you go, we've got a post office account, they're going to be looking at you like, why have you not got a bank account? Because it's horrible. Like, work. It's like people... You don't have a choice, you have to work at some point. It's like, you can't live, you have to work. That's how I've been brought up to see work. Like, my mum, everyone I know that's ever worked, they don't enjoy their jobs. They do at first, but after a while it just becomes routine and horrible.
So you, how long have you been on the work programme?
A year and a half.
And what's that been like for you?
I've just stopped going, and it's impacting my benefits because I'm not going somewhere for someone to say, do this, and I know nothing's going to come out at the end of it. It's not like I can go there and sit down and actually talk to them. They just go work at B&M for a month for free. You might get a job at the end. Yeah, I did that half a year ago. I didn't get the job. Within 2 days, you put me on something else. Within 2 days of that, you put me on something else. How is all this work experience doing the same thing going to get me a job when it's not worked out already?
So do you think... It's important for everybody to have the right information and to understand why.
Yeah, I do think it's important because most of the time they just say, you're going on this, you're doing this. They don't tell you no information, why, what is going to get you. And all the things the work programme and that sends you on, you don't get nothing, no bit of paper, no certificate, nothing saying you've completed, well done. You just get told, well done, but I'm sorry you didn't get a job.
So if they were to send you on a placement, is it important to you that you can see some end goal to that?
Otherwise, what's the point in going there if I'm just going to go there and stack shelves for a month and then leave as if I never went there, which is what happens to most people? What's the point? They wonder why people stop going. It's because they're seeing people come to the end and they're seeing them just go home and get put on a different thing the next day. So why are they then going to work hard? There's no point in going and they're not getting no certificate, no qualification, nothing from it. So what's the point?
How does that make you feel when you're doing these types of jobs when you think that, you know, there's not going to be a job for me at the end of that? How does that make you feel?
I try not to think about it. I just try to get it done. Because if I think that if I go on one and I go there and I do it and I just get it done, don't think about it, just get it done. They'll see me as a reliable worker and I might get the job. Well, I just try not to think about it, because if I think about it, I know I'm not coming back in. Like, because I know at the end of it, I'm not getting nothing. I know that if I think about it once, I'm not coming back in. End of story. I don't care. I'm not going to do it.
Are there any skills that you think that you would like to develop? So is there anything that you're interested in that you think maybe if I had a little bit more experience in this, it would allow me to get a job that I would like?
I just wish I could go back and do school again. Okay. I'd stand there and I'd slap myself and tell myself to focus because in school, they tried to make out how important it is, but it doesn't come across. So I would go into education, but I can't go back to college and still get JSA. I've got to claim, I think it's £20 every 2 weeks. No housing benefit, nothing. How am I supposed to live on £20 every 2 weeks?
So you feel like, do you feel like that's the main barrier stopping you from going back to education is the housing benefit issue?
Because obviously if I go to college and then I lose where I live, I'm not going to go to college no more. I'd rather live somewhere than go to college. It is the main barrier for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think it's the main one for me. What I personally need from the government and stuff is for them to turn around and go, for all the people with no qualifications or anything, we're not going to make it so it's a chore for you to go and learn this stuff. We're going to sit you down, we're going to find out exactly what it is you're good at, and then we're going to focus on that instead of just generally bracketing you with everyone else. We're going to focus individually on you and move you forward. We're not just going to throw you at the first thing. We're going to actually sit down and find out what makes you tick. That is what I would need. I do not need someone to go, oh, yep, here's the first thing, do it or get sanctioned. Do it or get sanctioned, because I'm not going to do it. I have a problem where if people start nagging me, I tend to shut down and forget about them and forget about what they want me to do. So when I'm going to the work programme, it's basically the government nagging me. When I go to the work programme, all I do is sit there for an hour and go, yeah, 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 see you later. There's no real engagement. Because if I say no once, I'm sanctioned. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay.